and welcome, everyone. You're listening to The Good Stuff. You're also invited to a guaranteed incredible hometown event, the 35th Annual Slutton Angus Bull Sale, coming up this Monday at noon. 80 registered yearling bulls and 30 commercial yearling heifers sell at Faith Livestock. Slutton Angus, a program with a plan, and it's based on sound genetic principles.
Boy, that one's coming right up. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. It covers South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, it goes nationwide. The Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, what have we got going today? I've got a short little Valentine's Day. We've got Valentine's Day coming up, and I've got just one short little story.
I have a couple Valentine's Day related things as well, so
okay. You
go ahead.
All right. So my boyfriend and I met online, and we'd been dating for over a year. I introduced Hans to my uncle, who was fascinated by the fact that we met over the internet. He asked Hans what kind of line he had used to pick me up. Ever the geek, Hans naively replied, "I just used a regular 56K modem." That was contributed by Anne McConnell. I thought that was pretty cute.
Do you ever wonder who's been married the longest in the United States or in your hometown?
Well, yes, I do. I ponder that often.
Well, since Valentine's Day is coming up, hint, hint, guys, the longest marriage ever was enjoyed by Herbert Fisher, born in 1905, and Zelmyra Fisher, born in 1907. The couple had been married for 86 years, 290 days, as of February 27, 2011, when Mr. Fisher passed away. Together, they withstood the Great Depression and World War II, lived through the Civil Rights Movement, and eventually lived to witness the first African-American president of the USA. President Obama even sent them a signed commendation in 2010. Herbert and Zelmyra grew up together as best friends in North Carolina and married on the 13th of May, 1924. Herbert was 18 years old and Zelmyra was 16. The best piece of marriage advice that Zelmyra and Herbert ever received was to, quote, respect, support, and communicate with each other. Be faithful, honest, and true. Love each other with all of your heart. End quote. Their fondest memory of their record-breaking marriage was the legacy they left behind. 5 children, 10 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-grandchild. So again, that was from Herbert Fisher and Zelmyra Fisher, and they were married for 86 years, almost 87 years. Coming up on a future program, I'll tell you about the longest marriage for a living couple.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds exciting. I can hardly wait. Okay, here we go. I don't want you to look back anymore. As you travel through life, there are always those times when decisions just have to be made, when the choices are hard and solutions seem scarce and the rain seems to soak your parade. There are some situations where all you can do is simply let go and move on. Gather your courage and choose a direction that carries you toward a new dawn. So pack up your troubles and take a step forward. The process of change can be tough, but think about all the excitement ahead if you can be stalwart enough. There might be adventures you never imagined just waiting around the next bend, and wishes and dreams just about to come true in ways you just can't comprehend. Perhaps you'll find friendships that spring from new things as you challenge your status quo and learn there are so many options in life and so many ways you can grow. Perhaps you'll go places you never expected and see things you've never seen or travel to fabulous faraway worlds and wonderful spots in between. Perhaps you'll find warmth and affection and caring in somebody special who's there to help you stay centered and listen with interest to stories and feelings you share. Perhaps you'll find comfort in knowing your friends are supportive of all that you do and believe that whatever decisions you make, they'll be the right choices for you. So keep putting one foot in front of the other and taking your life day by day. There's a brighter tomorrow that's just down the road. Don't look back. You're not going that way. Author unknown.
Leaving you with a thought today on the good stuff from Benjamin Franklin, who lived from 1706 to 1790. Who is wise? He that learns from everyone. Who is powerful? He that governs his passions. Who is rich? He that is content. Who is that? Nobody. And folks, if you have something to share on the good stuff, whether it's from Benjamin Franklin or not, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and one day you might hear it right here on your local radio station on a future edition of the good stuff.